The question was asked, we find in the Gemara that there are different people that the Gemara says their transgressions are forgiven. Someone becomes the Nasi, someone becomes gets a new appointment as the leader of the Jewish people. Clean slate. They start from scratch. Person gets married, they get a clean slate. So how does that work? Check. Tell me. I don't think so. Whenever we have terms like this, they really do have to be defined, and we don't always have exact definitions of them. You wouldn't say that if a person was found guilty and they had to pay, or they had to get a punishment by the courts, if they get married, then you don't have to pay, clean slate. Or you don't have to worry about the lashes that the courts are going to pay you. You don't have to worry about the fact that the court caught the person as being a false witness or an eid zomim. It's all wiped away. He got married. No. It doesn't work that way. So the idea that a person gets a clean slate has a certain amount of weight. And that's why a chatan fasts on the day of his wedding. It is like Yom Kippur. But also Yom Kippur. We don't say, because Hashem gives a person atonement on Yom Kippur, so now they don't have to worry about everything they did before Yom Kippur. Person can't say, well, the Sar La'azazel was thrown off the cliff. I'm clean. I have nothing to worry about everything I did wrong. It's not true. So on the one hand, we are taught there is a great weight to the atonement that a person can attain on that day. On the other hand, we can't oversimplify it. Meaning, on some level, it does gain a person atonement, but it's not as complete as we would think, or as we might like to simplistically say. The concept is important, because when a person gets married, what I think Chazal were saying is, they're getting a new chance. Meaning, a person has to be open to a new chance in life. Very often, a person has a hard time starting from scratch in a marriage because they're coming with baggage. And so Chazal came and said to a person, your marriage is a clean slate. You'll ask me, technically, are there things that a person still has to pay old debts? Are there things that a person still has to do tshuva? On some level, unfortunately, there is. But there is a level where Chazal were teaching us, or the Torah was teaching us, that there's an opportunity here. That in marriage, a person should not walk into marriage feeling like tomorrow is the continuation of yesterday. No. You're getting married, tomorrow's a new beginning. You have new opportunities, you're on the springboard, and you're starting a new life. And even in heaven, they're wiping away some of your history. You don't have to assume I'm walking into marriage and I'm bringing along all the skeletons with me in my closet. Nope. Some of them are wiped away. How much, which, exactly, I don't know of an accurate delineation. I don't know of it. The concept is important. The concept is very important in marriage. Can a person say that if he marries someone illegitimately, so then everything will be wiped away? Well, look at David and Bathsheba. David marries Bathsheba, and yet the transgression of Bathsheba remains on his slate. He can't say, I got married to her, so now wipe away what I did with her beforehand. No, it doesn't work. And you have examples with David, and you have examples with Shlomo, and you have other examples. You see throughout Tanakh that you can't just say, I got married, so everything's okay. Especially if the marriage itself is illegitimate. You gave examples from the Shas of people who did marriages that were completely wrong. So you're right that under those circumstances, and again, the best example is David and Bathsheba, a person can't say everything's wiped clean by that. But there's definitely an element where a person will get certain aspects of their slate wiped clean. Yes, and that does exist.